This is Time Out with the Psalms. We look today at Psalm 7, and J. Vernon McGee thought that perhaps Psalm 4, 5, 6, and 7 were a bridge set of psalms between two messianic psalms, Psalm 3 and Psalm 8. In this seventh psalm, we have some historical allusion here in the subtitle. The psalmist says it's a Shigeon of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the works of Cush the Benjamite. Some discussion among the commentators about who this Cush is. Perhaps it is a veiled or poetic reference to Saul himself. That's very probable. That's a possibility, I should say. But it has something to do with a very difficult experience in David's life where one specific enemy cursed David and caused David grief and sorrow. We'll read the psalm and further words and then prayer. Psalm 7 says, O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and let lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sakes. Therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saves the upright in heart. God judges the righteous. And God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordains his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travails with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. The very famous verse here, verse 11, God is angry with the wicked every day. The cross of Jesus Christ tells us that God's anger and God's love are met there. God is angry with sin, and he will punish sin. God loves sinners. He gave Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for our sins. Those who reject Jesus Christ, the Bible says, the wrath of God abides on them. David here is praying for God to intervene. He's transparent. He says, if I've done these evil things that my enemies say, let them triumph over me. But if I am clear, and David says my integrity here, and he's not boasting here, he's not trusting his own goodness. He's just saying in this matter, his conscience is clear, his record is clear, that he had actually tried to help those that were his enemies. We're reminded of the times when David spared Saul's life. He had an opportunity to kill him, and he would not lift up his hand against the Lord's anointed. David asked for God to crush his enemies, and as God often does, sometimes the enemies fall upon their own devices, like Haman, hanged on his own gallows in the book of Esther. Let's pray for God to help us. Father, bless your word. Bless our time in the Psalms. Deliver us from our enemies. May we ever trust in you. In Jesus' name.